Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that, Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yes, I would like to wish everyone a happy new year, but not after January 11th. Dear friends, lovers, and listeners, over the years, I've been crazy and lucky to see my fair share of alchemy. Not too long ago, while having my undercarriage repainted, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, freak flag flying ideas? Then offer a podcast of the seemingly magical process. And I'd call it Alchemy. Please, for the love of Mike, stop blowing smoke up my skirt. Well, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our group of alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello, everybody, to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, what's the worst thing about sitting so close to Joey Greer?
I guess the energy.
Yeah, that's correct. It's very intense.
It's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It's too much, some would say. Lock up your daughters. Chris Alvarado's in the house.
Why?
Hey, I'm picturing...
Only if they're felons.
That is
I'm picturing 20-year-old daughters. Okay. I should have clarified. Okay. Lock up your college-going daughters.
You like Chris, some smart.
Chris, what Christmas wish did you make that still might come true?
Getting some of Joey Greer's energy.
Yeah! Come on, people. We've got Craig Kikowski here. Craig, why can't we all just get along?
Because I'm sitting next to Joey Greer. What the fuck?
Last but I'll flatten your tires if you think I'm least. It's Joey Greer! Hey, JoJo, tell our listeners something about you that they couldn't possibly know.
Inside is so quiet.
Yes. No one knew that. That's for damn sure.
That was a haiku.
Joining us tardy will be sweet baby James Heaney. James, can I call you Captain Poopy?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, let's get to our first scene. Very excited, folks. The scenes today are coming from your listener mail.
What?
That's right. Write to us at your name here. At alchemythis.com. Your name here at alchemythis.com. And give us some suggestions, like this first one that comes from Mary Grace Russo, who writes, loving the podcast, listen as soon as they come out. A concept to maybe try, a first date. Was thinking of Tinder, but simplifying would be a first date. Well, thank you, Mary Grace. So let's do...
She's a good editor.
I'm going to open it up a little and say let's do a series of first dates that were simply set up from any one of the various dating apps.
Oh, wow. This is great. Thank you. I know from the app that you love astrology.
I do.
No, that's fantastic. Stars.
You're a Libra, right?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You seem to be very balanced.
I am. I'm a Libra on a Burger Rising. Mm, and
very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. My two. I have several different scholar shamans that I work with. Each one has different levels and tiers of understanding to the psyche and as well as to the star spaces. So
I'm not going to mansplain astrology to you then.
Please do. Please do. That's too much of me. Too much of me. Too much of me. On your profile, it says you work with cars.
Mm-hmm. The Pixar film?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I've been re-editing it ever since it came out.
Oh my God.
Trying to get it right.
And here are your drinks. Thanks. One pina colada and one virgin pina colada.
Thank you. I asked for no maraschino cherries.
Sir?
Yes.
Can you come back, please?
I heard him. I'm right.
I asked for no maraschino cherries.
Okay. Jeez.
Just because I order a virgin drink, am I a child?
No. Sir, come back, please.
I'm right here. Okay, I'll take that away. Jeez.
What was that?
Keep your college-age daughters away from him.
Am I right?
Oh.
Oh.
Did I or did I not say no maraschino?
You said I don't recall at all.
Well, I thought it. And I sent that feeling to the
waiter. Hi, I'm the floor manager. There's been a problem.
Yeah.
You need to manage your floor.
I'm trying. My God, I'm trying.
Can you get this out of my drink, please?
Oh, do you mind if I use my fingers?
Not at all. There's a stem.
Please, can you just fix this, please?
There you go. Shall I tie it in a knot? Shall I tie it in a bow? Do your ears hang low? Thank you so much. And these are on the house.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
She was very nice.
She was
so
very
much
nice.
Different energy than the other guy.
Well, she's a Gemini.
Yeah. Oh, you can just tell that.
I can just tell.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Yeah. Something about the two-faced quality.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Janus, the Greek god, the Roman god, one of the gods.
Janus.
Yes, the two-faced. Anyway, so you know, Cars. Love the franchise.
Yes.
Love everything about that. So you were working from the ground up, or?
I'm trying to eliminate the character of Lightning McQueen.
Oh, okay. All right.
Trying to give some of the supporting characters a little more of a platform.
Uh-huh. Totally. So I totally get that. I always feel that so often in movies where like the lead gets so much of the focus.
Yes.
And that the rest of the performers don't get the same focus as the lead.
Yes. Why also, where are the people? It's just cars.
Just cars.
Like, why would there be cars if there weren't people?
Exactly. Well, there was obviously some kind of post-apocalyptic scenario where the cars became sentient.
Hi, guys. Pardon me. I just wanted to apologize for the mistake earlier. Mm-hmm. And
You're still working here.
Wow.
Yes, but out of my own money, I've actually purchased this appetizer platter for you guys. So you can...
Is there alcohol in that?
No. As you can see here, it's mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers, and onion rings.
Well, I want half of that filled with alcohol and the other half virgin.
He's an alcoholic. I'm a teetotaler.
You just say you're going to handle it.
I'm having a hard time.
Just
day.
Say you're going to handle it.
I'm having a hard time. I feel anxious.
Go to the back room. Go hit yourself with a broom. We will fill half of that with the booze.
Thank you.
And half of that just with marinara, maybe. Come back all the time.
Oh, we will.
Oh, you're getting your floor in shape.
She is so nice.
I'm so happy I met somebody on Blunk.
Thank you. Me too.
I've been on Blunk for a while.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Yeah.
How many moons? I can't even count.
So many moons, you know, not enough stars.
Wow. Wow. But when you feel that light, when you see that light for the first time, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it's not a star. Maybe it's a sun.
I think there's alcohol in this drink.
What?
Somebody put alcohol in this drink.
No, here, spit in my mouth. Spit in my mouth.
I'm looking for a wife, frankly. I'm looking for somebody to spend the rest of my life with.
Okay.
ASAP.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking for fun.
Okay.
And support.
Okay.
And someone who likes novels.
I haven't read a book in a very long time. Okay. I listen to a lot of stuff on tape. We still call it tape for some reason. It's not tape. I listen to a book in... Mm-hmm. I listen to books in digital.
Oh.
I listen to digital books.
Audiobooks. It's cold in here.
Yeah. Well, this is an ice bar. It's an ice bar.
Really fun idea.
Yeah, you look great in a parka, by the way.
Thank you.
So, what do you say? We do this. We rock and roll, you and me.
Wow.
We take over the world.
Huh?
Forever.
Take over the world?
Look, I've made a lot of mistakes in my past.
Okay, so have I.
You're human.
Right.
I'm human.
Oh, true.
Boom. Look at that.
I love, this is the first time someone's wanted to commit in a while, so that's a good thing.
Oh, I'm all commit.
But you're, this is a, you know, a wife is, I just need a little time. Just a little. Ooh.
Maybe by the end of the drinks after this
maybe,
drink.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I could listen. What do you need?
Well, I'm hoping, my boss will notice all the work I'm doing, and maybe
your boss. You got a boss?
I have a boss.
I'm good at talking to bosses.
Oh,
I'm really good at talking to bosses.
I think my work speaks for itself.
But if it doesn't, I can speak for your work.
Oh. How are those drinks, folks? Are they cold enough for you?
Very cold.
Very, very cold. Yes.
This is a nice bar. Coldest bar in town and coldest drinks in town.
Yeah, I see those signs everywhere. It feels like we know that because we're sitting on ice blocks.
Yeah, we've really gotten our brand out there.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing great. Do you need anything, sweetheart?
is there any heat lamp sort of a situation?
You know, you might melt all this ice because you are so hot.
Hey.
What?
Dude.
What?
Back it up.
If I backed it up further, I'd be in the cooler.
Don't give me a, don't give me a fucking joke, okay? I'm trying to set this. I'm trying to lock this in. Forever.
Help. Help.
Are you asking me for help now?
I am.
I'm asking you for help.
Do you want to be here?
I do not.
Yes. Yes. She wants a heat lamp.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
God, please.
This is an ice
bar.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, Mike. What was that all about?
Well, you know how I said I'm quirky?
Yeah. Oh, that was when you were quirks.
One of my quirks, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hachu-chichu. Uh-oh. Looks like a little bird left on the branch. Martini, my lady? I'm sorry. Do you know each other?
This is Mike. We just met.
Holy shit.
Met on ladiesfirst.com. The only site that puts ladies first.
The cheers. Balls on you.
Oh, you can see it from that far away. Cheers.
That's my seat, sir.
I didn't know you were sitting there.
Okay, I'll stand for a second. Dude, this is...
What is going on with me tonight?
That's what I want. This is impressive.
I'm on fire.
Frankly, I'm impressed. What's your name?
I don't give it out to men. I only give it out to women.
Oh, my God. He's good.
I'll tell you my name.
I'm Aggie.
Aggie.
Yeah, I'd love to know yours.
My name's Jimmy.
Oh.
Too many M's.
So, Aggie, this is You and I No More.
I'm a mic.
I gotta go to the bathroom, so I'll be right back.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't. Okay.
I can hear everything you're saying. You know that, right?
I.
You don't like me. You think I'm a fucking ugly piece of shit who's not good for you, who's not worthy of being with you for the rest of your life.
Mike, I didn't say any of that.
Okay, we don't have a heat lamp, but I was able to find a hairdryer.
Okay, that's
if you run it long enough, like it might heat up.
Where's my hairdryer?
I still need help. Thank you. okay, I'm coming back. Mike, it wasn't you. It's not the way you look. You look great. It was the way you were threatening me. The threats were turning me off.
I feel like I was threatening you with security.
Right.
With protection.
The thing is still a threat, honestly.
And you think Jimmy...
Oh, my drink melted. I didn't know the cup was made of ice.
Well, maybe Jimmy can get you one.
Everything's made of ice. We are an ice bar.
Right. I'm sorry. I didn't read carefully enough. I was so scared of my date.
You signed the disclaimer when you walked in.
I didn't read that either.
What the fuck is this?
Mike, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. I see on the ledger here you wanted to come in and talk about Aggie's position here at the company. She was having a problem, apparently, and you were sent in. I'm confused.
What's confusing about that?
That you don't work here.
Oh, I see. I see. So you
Aggie
think,
works here.
Oh, yeah. She works here. And she will continue to work here.
She's doing an okay job.
She's doing a great job, in my opinion.
Huh. And who you base that opinion on?
My own standards.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have our standards, too.
See, you think you're being a cute guy. And this is funny to me. You think you're really cute. You wear your bow tie and you wear your glasses.
I don't dress myself, so I don't have a high opinion of it.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. It's terrible.
Okay.
And furthermore,
in what way is it terrible?
Well, frankly, the fit is off.
The fit?
That's right.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
So more boxy?
Listen, I'm not here to talk about how poorly you dress. I'm here to tell you Aggie needs a promotion ASAP. She does great work and needs to be reminded of that daily.
I'm sure you're right, having just come in. What sort of promotion are we talking about?
The highest.
What
do you
job.
Do? What do you do?
I'm head of HR.
Higher than that.
Higher?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a senior vice president.
That sounds good.
Right?
That sounds good.
All right, well, let me put this down, Aggie.
Well, let me take my shirt off really quick, and you can see what you're dealing with here.
I don't...
You see that?
You're nursing a baby.
That's right.
That's weird. I did not see that coming.
No, you didn't see it coming.
No.
And I got a lot more where this has come from.
Maybe put your nipple back in the baby so
maybe
we can continue
talking.
Maybe
you don't tell me what to do. You know what I mean?
Just a suggestion, really.
Okay, all right, fine. Actually, that's smart.
Yeah.
Back on there.
Thank you.
I'm going to button the shirt back up.
Because I don't see a resemblance, I have to ask. Is that, in fact, your baby?
No.
Okay.
You could tell I'm a crazy man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get what you want
and
today.
That's what I'm saying. You're a smart guy. You're a bad dresser. Smart guy.
Tell your friend Aggie she's a senior vice president.
What's your name? I didn't get your name.
Tim.
Uh-huh. Thanks, man.
You bet.
Yeah.
That's my hand.
So, Aggie, I mean, it's just been, like, crazy. I've been... sitting over by the park bench like every single day, and and it's just always like same animals come by, and I'm like, is that a me thing? Is it just because of the marsh that's right
same
next to
the same kind of animals or the same exact animals? Species or same individuals?
Oh, wow. No, individuals, I'd have to say out of a 10 out of 10, it's the same. Same guys.
Ma'am, here's your baby. Aggie, I'm back.
Hey,
sir, move it. Aggie, I know you said you didn't want to see me ever again, but.
Correct.
But, I got you a promotion at your job. I said move.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
There's a squirrel running around your feet, by the way.
That's a good friend of mine.
Okay. Aggie, what do you say? Am I in? Am I back? Ma'am, give me that baby back. Look at this.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Okay.
Look at what this baby represents.
Human life.
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
And me doing whatever I need to do to take care of you. Here's your baby back, ma'am.
Thank you.
You can lactate. Well... thank you. I guess we're dating.
Yes.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll go to work now.
Go to work now, babe.
Okay.
Stop hanging out in the parks on work days, too. That's a weird thing.
It was where I just like to have breakfast here.
No more of that.
The bagels across. Okay. This is my new friend.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
His name is Trashcan.
Yeah, it's my birth name. Greek.
You have your eyebrows tattooed on, man.
Yeah.
That's why they're so beautiful.
Thank you. It's just easier.
All right. Just for the record, everybody here at this park, I just want to say I did it. I went on spheredatingapp.com. I found somebody.
It was actually ladies first.
I was also on Sphere. I want to be honest with you, baby.
Why did you have to? I was playing the field too.
Okay, all right, but now look, I did it. It's official. Man, give me that baby.
And it's spheredatingapp.com.
Wait, it's Fear.
Fear or Sphere?
You went on Fear.
Sphere.
There's an app called Fear.
All right, let's get to our second letter.
That was beautiful. Oh, man. Dub Bame wants us to take a little break so we can bring James into the proceeding.
Ugh.
So we'll be right back after this.
His name is Poopy Butthole.
All right, welcome into the Nutty Nut House, Mr. James Heaney. James, can I call you Dr. Poopy?
I mean, it's better than the alternative.
Okay, good.
What is the
patient poopy?
It's shitty.
Oh, no.
You have a title, at least.
You're a professional.
Oh, congratulations.
James, to catch you up to speed, we're doing scenes based on listener mail.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
That's all I've been wanting. I've been hoping and waiting for this moment.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. This one comes in. Can you pronounce that name?
It's Aaron Arbuthnot Bolt.
No, he cannot.
Started so confidently.
Well, the beginning of it's really easy. It just ends with
a crazy combo. There.
Aaron Arbuthnot Bolt.
Maybe there was a hyphen. We don't know.
Okay. There wasn't a hyphen.
Oh, there was
Hi,
not.
Aaron.
Aaron Arbuthnot simply suggested in his missive, New Year's Eve 1999. Okay, so you think America is going to hell in a handbasket today? Well, remember when we thought the world would stop at midnight? Because we did. First stop, New Year's Eve 1999. Well, let's in fact stop by 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue back when Bill Clinton was president, Al Gore was VP.
Oh, no.
It's New Year's Eve in the White House. Do you have eyes on POTUS?
I thought you were just going to stop there. I do. Sorry to interrupt, guys.
We're
just taking this pastry tray in.
Oh, what do you got there?
I have these.
Chew cheese puffs.
Yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate for either to be eating cheese puffs.
That are going into the Oval Office?
Well, maybe we should, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Someone should test.
Please.
You know, in olden days, there was a position in castles of a taster just so the king wouldn't get poisoned.
Right, but this is America.
Right.
For now.
God bless it.
For now. What is your name?
Oh, Virga.
Virga.
Mm-hmm. Nick, why don't you eat one of those cheese balls?
Okay.
Cheese puffs.
They're puffs.
You pleb.
Puffs balls?
Balls would be heavy. Cheese balls. You've gotten a cheese ball on Christmas before.
I mean, don't want to split... Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. Cheese balls are heavier and they're covered with almonds, but that puff is shaped like a ball.
Yeah, but it's puffy. It looks.
I have to get out on the floor, guys. Yeah, last call for cheese puffs before the world explodes. Just kidding.
Virga, Nick. Was it?
Virga.
Yeah, Virga, how were the holidays at your place?
Oh, dark. Mm.
Dark?
Mm-hmm.
Lights went out?
Oh, no, just a lot of death in the family this year.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, dropping like flies.
Damn, these are good.
I have weak genes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just people dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's really good. Try one.
Oh, no. Let me take your pulse really quick. No!
Fucking
Nick.
Cheese puff.
This is a...
Better take those in.
Okay,
wait,
bye, guys.
Wait. Nick.
What?
We don't even know if you're okay now or not. I don't know, Virga.
I feel fine. Just get these into the Oval Office, please.
Gentlemen, how bad is it?
Bad, sir. Bad.
It's all going to reset to zero.
Okay, but everyone's...
Planes are going to fall out of the sky.
Oh, I hear that.
We need to do something now, sir. You have two options in front of you. Option one or option two.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that a question or were you?
I just want to make, yeah.
Yes.
You're the real deep state president that we
yes.
that we pay attention to. We've got that other president out there for the public.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the real president.
Just checking. Okay. So what are my options?
We have option one and option two. Option one, cut off the power to the entire world.
I like it. Let's do that.
Oh, wait. Do you want to hear the other option
Hey,
first?
Fellas, I think I should be able to weigh in on this.
Bill.
I mean, I got to present it to the people, ultimately, whatever it is you decide. So I feel like maybe I have a say.
We were saying everything's going to be fine.
Didn't we lock this door?
Yeah.
We locked the door.
Yeah.
Oh, but you...
I got Jim out front.
But you heard me.
Look, Billy, everything's going to be fine.
It is. Well, that's what I'm telling people. We're all going to be hunky-dory.
Keep playing the music.
Yeah,
eating the food.
Okay, great.
Also, Mr. President, we ordered a Meat Lover's Supreme, so...
Oh, excellent. Excellent, because I jogged an extra couple of feet today, so this would be good.
Well-deserved, sir.
All right, I got to go have a debate with Al about peanut butter, so keep it up the good work in here.
Okay.
All right. A debate about peanut
butter? All right, shut up. Get back to the fucking...
Yes, sir. You have two options. The first one, cut off power to the entire world.
Great.
The second one is a little more tricky.
Okay.
You're not talking about.
Hey, fellas, I hate to interrupt you.
Sir.
Bill.
But I had a suggestion. Yeah. What if I just tell people it's 1998? We go the other way.
No. Who would
have been? All right, just
you don't just want it to be known. You had a lot of scandals that year, Mr. President.
All right, come on.
Rhodes Scholar. What the?
All right, option one.
Option one.
Yeah.
Cut off power to the entire world.
Let's do it.
No, hold on.
If you're about to say what I think you're about to say, you madman, don't take that off the table right now.
You want me to take that off the table? We got the whole world watching us right now. What we do right now.
Ding dong.
Hello.
Cheese puffs.
What the?
Hey. Chip let me in.
Happy New Year.
Hey, guys. Hello. Who wants a cheese puff?
Have those been tested?
Yes.
Okay, we'd like to see you eat one.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't do gluten. I'm one of the
eat
first.
One.
Oh. This is a lot of energy coming right at me, guys.
It's the Oval Office.
Okay. Down the hatch. Hatch means mouth.
Nick, are you okay? Nick.
I don't feel good, man.
Nick.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You're falling asleep.
I don't know what's happening. It's from the waist down.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, we'll sit down for a second.
Okay.
Do you have any medication you'd be taking?
No, I just take Propecia and Lipitor.
Okay, well, that shouldn't have any problems, right? Those are fine. I'm not exactly certain the side effects, but you're turning green.
Green? Seriously, do you have a reflective
device?
Well,
it's more of a grayish. You're just, it's not.
Am I a gray or a green?
It's greenish gray. It's like a.
Speaking of which, have you seen the alien in the basement?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, those look tasty. So what do you say, gentlemen?
Pass them around.
Okay, all right.
Just. For everyone. Oh, you like them too.
Mrs. Clinton, we are in the middle of something right now, so if you could...
I'll see myself out.
Right. Down the latch.
Hatch.
Oh.
So, where were we?
You goddamn mad.
Option
if,
one.
If you think... Yes, which would turn off power to the entire world.
Hey, fellas, got another idea. Hey, what if we just put a big sign out in front of the White House that said, gone fishing?
What?
You know, it's an old country saying.
We know this saying. We're familiar.
Oh, okay. Then how do you think of the idea?
What do I gone think of the fishing? For what?
I mean, people would laugh, and then eventually they go, I guess they went fishing.
I like that. I think that's funny. In general.
Instead of worrying about whether the end came.
We would actually just leave.
Exactly.
We would then just leave.
No, there'd be no one in the White House.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if we can do that.
We'll discuss that, Mr. President.
Okay, great. I'll be out here.
Okay. We have two options.
Two options. First one, cut power to the entire world.
We've covered that.
I'm in it.
No, hold on a second. Go. Hold on. Hold, sir. We also have another option. Option two.
He's looking at you like he doesn't want you to talk about option two, which means I need to hear it right now.
Option two is primal.
I'm listening.
Option two says that we lock ourselves in this room and the last one to come out holds power.
And how does that fix the Y2K?
Oh, I don't know.
You're turning gray, by the way.
But what, but what I do...
No. You want to weigh in on this, Click Clunk?
Option one is a better idea, probably. But option two could be fun.
Her English is getting better. Her English is
it her?
I think so.
I don't think they have genders where she comes from. I did it again.
Also, she should be in the basement.
Don't say she. We don't know then.
It should be in the basement.
Don't say it.
All right. So option one is what?
Option two.
Oh. What do you want to do?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe you guys shouldn't eat out those tea puffs.
Oh, the lower part of my body.
Mr. President.
I didn't eat the cheese puffs.
Okay, Clip Clop. What's your name?
It's Clip Clop.
Clip Clop.
Well, I've been saying Clee Clunk.
Clee Clunk.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, fellas, it's me, Al Gore. Have you seen Clip Clop? Apparently, she got out of the basement.
I don't tell him.
I thought I heard. Weren't you doing an impersonation?
No, Click Clunk's not in here, Al. Sorry.
Click Clunk.
Click
Clunk. Click Clunk.
Clip Clunk.
Clip Clunk is not here, sir.
How's it going with the Y2K situation?
Great. We have a couple options.
I'd love to hear them.
Happy New Year! Okay, but we'll talk to
number
you.
One is cut off power to the entire world, which you'd be cool with, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going
to
go with
it's important to show that level of strength and power when dealing with the other countries. I'd love to hear number two, though.
Well, so kind of lock ourselves in here. And then
are you okay?
I think so. Just the lower part of my body is
it's Phil, right?
Seizing up.
Mm-hmm. Phil McKay?
Yeah, with a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Phil with a bill.
I understand. Phil Bill. You don't look well, I'm not going to lie to you.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
So again, first option, power's off to the world. Uh-huh. Option two.
We lock ourselves in here and fight each other.
To the death.
I can't understand.
Option two is we lock ourselves in here.
How does that affect the rest of the world?
Well, I guess now's as good a time as any to tell you. We actually run things around here.
Well, I understand that. And we're fine with it.
That was going to
our job is PR, apparently.
Oh, great. You're all up to date.
I just need to know what the story is because Bill's confused.
Well, can you go have a quick conversation with Bill, just you two?
I'd love to. We have to finish the debate about peanut butter.
I'd love to hear. So. I would love to hear you two.
Oh, what side are you on, Al?
Can I get a quick poll? I'd love to hear from Clip Clop, too. She's in.
Hello, Al.
All right on. So, creamier or chunky?
Chunky.
Chunky from Clip?
Chunky
from Dinefield Bill?
Creamy.
Thanks, Edgar.
Chunky for me.
Chunky, so that's three chunkies and a cream.
Chunky.
Edgar.
All right, well, that's good to know. Bill's going to be so excited. All right, keep up the good work. We'll keep it up going out there.
All right, well, thank you. So just follow me down the hallway over here. Now you're going to see on the left-hand side, this is where the presidential movie theater is. Now, this is some very rare treat. We're going to have all the screenings of all the different New Year's balls drops going on in here when it happens.
Will there be popcorn?
Yes, there will.
Oh, good.
So now just follow me down the hallway. Please don't touch anything.
Where's the tub the President Taft got stuck in?
Oh, that's just a rumor.
No, is he one of those presidents that died having sex with a horse?
Where do they keep the aliens?
Okay, well, all these are just rumors now, okay, Dad? And we don't keep those.
No. The aliens are real. I'm sorry. I saw aliens on the news, and they are here.
Oh, my God. He had seen aliens.
All right, well.
On the news?
Well, it wasn't on the traditional news, but it was an alternate news source.
Y'all think we're going to die here tonight?
Yeah, right.
Come on, don't say something like that. If you have some kind of special power to feel the premonitions like that, do you feel that?
I heard it.
All right, listen.
Everybody's buying water.
If you say someone's going to die in the White House, you know that's a federal offense, right?
Oh, my God. I didn't. Oh, my right? God.
So let's just get some ground rules.
Y'all don't turn on me.
I was told I could bowl a couple frames in the bowling alley.
All right, y'all. These are just rumors.
Okay. There's no bowling alley?
No, there is a bowling alley.
I see the bowling alley with my own eyes. It's right there.
All right, but let's all just go down. Let's just come down the slide.
I'll be happy to sound that bell in just a moment. Squeegee!
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise. Squeegee, you've got your tour group with you.
I do. Oh, my God. Y'all, this is such a treat.
What's happening?
Squeegee! Mr. President, I took all these bullets.
Squeegee, no.
Oh, God.
I'm on a cat tail. Run away.
Oh, Bill left me. Will someone hold me while I die? I can't die alone.
Where do we go next?
Okay, follow the tour sheet. Give me the map.
Where's that butler who's worked for all the presidents?
It's a rumor. Give me the map. I'm going to show you where to go.
Now we're going to go off to another New Year's Eve 1999 party. This one in the high Hollywood Hills, where a very prominent producer is throwing quite the lavish party. We'll hear from the guests, the host, and the caterers.
Of course, yes. Yes, of course. Party noise.
All right, party noise.
Oh, cheese puffs. Oh.
Wow. Alcohol. Music.
No, man, you know what? Just a bullshit, dude. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get this fucking role, man. You know? And it's just like, it's all coming at me in a way that's just
you
like.
You have a cold?
What?
Gary, do you have a cold?
Yeah, I got a cold. It's called a little cocaine,
yeah,
okay?
That's what I was hoping. Can I get
so,
some of that?
Yeah, of course you can get some. It's in my pocket. Bump. You got to get it from my pocket.
Okay.
Alright, so it's just like it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Does anyone know if there's any birds in here?
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Birds?
Yeah, is there any birds in here?
Stephanie Trillo.
One and only.
Stephanie Trillo. Oh shit, I saw you. Oh my God, I loved you in Dinosaurs React.
That was a fun project. We had a lot of fun on set. The dinosaurs were almost real. We all got scared at one time or another. And there was a lot of improv.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're saying you went off book.
I went off book, honey. Stephanie Trillo never better book she didn't want to get off.
Oh, I gotcha. Say, what do you think's going to happen at midnight, when the stroke of midnight?
Well,
Y2K.
I have an aunt who's a witch, and she told me if I bite the head off a bird, I'll survive. So I'm looking for a bird.
I see.
Yeah.
That's what the head of a bird is for.
That's right. Or the blood. I don't know what part makes you get through it, but it's going to be a chosen few that live. Exactly. The rest will fade into the dust.
Everything I'm seeing on the news just says the computers are going to go wacky. But you
can't listen to the news, baby.
Would you like a sausage?
Mr. Shapiro.
Yes.
I know you're just a caterer. But, like, I know that you also, like, cater to, like, all the stars.
Of course I do. That's why I have parties.
I was just wondering if maybe I could pitch you my movie idea.
I mean, now I'm playing the role of caterer.
I know. It's so good. And my boss.
Okay. Let me put this down.
Okay, I'll put the shrimp down.
Go ahead.
I'll give you the elevator. Elevator
pitch. Excuse me? Okay, never mind. Just come back when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Elevator?
I live in my car. What?
Did you say elevator?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
What? Is there a problem with that?
Yeah, you said it wrong, unless it was on
purpose. Hey, Mr. Shapiro, we need a few more stuffed mushrooms. Hey, can I give you a quick elevator pitch?
Yes,
two words.
Absolutely.
Wait, you're saying
Bigfoot family.
Bigfoot family. So kid Bigfoots, adult Bigfoots, women Bigfoots?
That's my pitch, Bigfoot family.
Hold on. Okay, let's
set up. Are you buying or not?
Yes, I'm buying. You think I'm an idiot?
Okay.
You could call it the Big Feet. I'm just wondering, do you have any whole birds in here? Are you cooking any whole birds in the kitchen?
Well, we have live birds.
Oh, my goodness. This is great. May I have one?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, pardon me, man. I don't want to embarrass you or blow up your spot, as they say, but you said elevator pitch in there. Like, are you selling a movie about elevators?
You don't know the term? It's an industry term.
Yeah, it's called an elevator pitch.
Why would it be called an elevator
pitch? Hey, little hot dogs up!
What? Look, I gotta get these little hot dogs out there, okay?
Frank, these are supposed to be in blankets.
I just see on the sheet little hot dogs.
They're supposed to be in blankets, the pigs.
You want little pigs and a little blanket in your tummy,
these
right?
These are just hot dogs. Nobody's gonna eat hot dogs at a big fancy Hollywood party.
People love hot dogs.
But you gotta put blankets on them.
Then you put the blankets on them, I make the dog.
I'm gonna come back in a couple minutes, there better be blankets on these.
Is it a dog or a pig?
We found your bird.
I'm lost. Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is he?
Hold on a sec.
That's a bigger than I
there
was
thinking. There you go.
What is that bird? That's a big bird.
It's a blackbird.
Oh, I was hoping for a sparrow or something. Oh, he's a scary one, isn't he? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Shut up, little guy.
Mr. Shapiro, can I talk to you for a second, please?
Of course.
I just want to say, again, thank you for hiring us and having us work here, but there has been... a slight decline in your output for the night.
Oh, well, the truth is I've been getting a lot of pitches, and honestly, I'm about
I don't care. You're working right now, okay, Mr. Shapiro? So you're going to have to hit certain tables in a certain quota. Do you understand?
I thought that it was just, you know, kind of breaking the mold, just working as a caterer at my own party. I can't get some slack at my own house.
No, sir. If you're working with Golden Table, you're working with the best.
I mean, that's why I hire you guys.
And that's why you're working with us. So do me a favor, and why don't you pretend you're on the clock?
Okay, well, this is the first year you've been managing this. I don't know if you know how it usually works.
Yeah, usually it works as anyone can do whatever the hell they want at your parties, and we lose money.
Oh.
Not anymore, Mr. Shapiro, okay?
Oh, okay.
Again, thank you.
No, dude, look, I know you think I sound crazy, but just listen, okay? I think in the future, it's going to be more like, technical, man.
Uh-huh.
I think that, like, we're gonna break open the fucking landscape of what it means to be creative. I think people are gonna make movies on their fucking phones.
You are fucking crazy.
Wait a minute. Your telephone at home in the hallway, I'm gonna make movies with that?
I think I'm just high, man. Man, I'm just fucking high.
I heard my son the other day, he's 4, he said digital. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
He's digital. Talking about his fingers.
All right, digits.
I just feel like we're gonna be in a place where you could be a celebrity on your own, man.
What?
Like, for no doing studios.
What? But famous for what?
Like, you know how, like, Warhol said 15 minutes of fame. I think it's going to be like 6 seconds of fame. Hi, man. I don't know.
I'll have what she's having. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Man, these pigs without blankets are incredible.
See, I thought they were surprising, too.
Really good.
I mean, it's a hot dog, really, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pig without a blanket.
All right. A blanketless pig.
A blanketless pig.
I call it a cold pig.
Oh, look who's here.
Hey, boys. Hey. Who wants to do cocaine on a mirror? I do. I love that. This party.
It's not bad, right?
It's the opposite of bad. It's good.
I mean, I thought it was weird. The guy throwing the party was also the caterer. That seems sort of
strange. He's a kook.
But he's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him?
No, I heard he wasn't meeting the bottom line.
Oh, well, I think he's a pretty cool boss is all I know.
Mr. Shapiro, man. I mean, he's a big-time producer and a caterer.
I feel like the catering idea is like kind of like outdated. I feel like there's going to be a time when you can like use your phone to like have meals delivered
really
to
you.
You can do that now.
Thing.
You can call the pizza company.
Call a taxi cab.
Yeah, it's going to be like that, but with like more actors and improvisers bringing it to you.
Improvisers?
What's an improviser?
What are you talking about?
It's like...
What's an improviser?
I'm high, dude.
I'd like to make a quick announcement, everybody.
It's the host.
My niece's blackbird is missing from the cage upstairs.
Uh-oh.
It is not supposed to be an outdoor blackbird. Does anybody know what happened to the bird?
No.
And where can we get more of these little meatballs?
Oh, I'm going to be bringing them in just a moment, but it's an emergency. That blackbird
what
is...
What if birds were, like, talking, but we were the voice of the bird, and we're, like, going, like, tweet, 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 and, like, sending messages to each other? I'm high, man.
Shut up.
Okay, I could have swore I heard something there.
Oh, it's my idea? Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like a digital platform.
All right. Well, keep an eye out for a blackbird. I'm going to bring out the meatballs.
Oh, my. This party is fantastic.
Mm.
Oh, dear. Hello.
Excuse me. You're very famous English actor, aren't you?
I am a very famous English actor. Yes.
I can't place you, but I know I've seen you in something. You're incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. If you can think of what it is, that'd be fantastic.
It was a Pepperidge Farm commercial.
Say again?
Remember the Pepperidge Farms. Yeah,
ah.
You were the guy in the cloak.
I was.
Yeah.
See if you remember me. Are those cookies for sale?
That's the guy!
You're the cookies for sale guy!
Oh, my mind. Yes. Yeah, but you came from like Shakespeare and shit, right?
Originally.
Right. Well, so what was your favorite Shakespeare play you ever did? Because I've only seen one. Coriolanus or something like that?
No. Probably The Fear.
That was it. Oh, The Fear.
Yes.
Right.
Coriolanus is a gay porn film.
Say again?
Coriolanus? I work in gay porn.
Oh, that's... Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, yeah. I've seen you. My friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You know the deep cuts, man.
I know the deep cuts, my friend. Yes, I do.
So to speak.
I know the annals of that, yes. My friend, I have masturbated to so much of your work.
Pardon me, boys.
Yes.
Hello. How to do. Yes, it's really me in the flesh. Tiffany, you've seen my boobs, and now you're going to meet my bird. Question. Has anyone comfortable killing a bird?
Is this Tiffany Trillo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's Cookie Man.
I am.
Stop damn the Cookie Man.
You know my work.
I have in my coat.
Oh, Black Crow.
A Black Crow.
I just like the Tower of London, yes. Please, oh, give me.
It's an omen.
He's a feisty one.
Would you like me to breed it?
What I need is for someone to, I thought I could do it myself, but I don't want to watch the life drain out of something. Guys, I got 10. Hey.
I don't want to be alone on New Year's Eve.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be alone on New Year's Eve. Let's take the elevator to the roof.
I'm sorry.
Two. One. Happy New Year!
My computer's dead. It just died. Oh, no. The light's gone out.
Everyone in the bathroom just turned to ash.
The bird is still alive. I didn't fight hard enough.
One of us is getting out of this room alive, and one of us isn't.
Party's over. Oops, out of time.
Candles. You got candles?
Of course I got candles.
Get some candles. Got to light them off.
I've got an elevator, bitch.
This bird needs help. I bit him.
If in the future you'd be like, Alexa, turn on the lights.
Who has Alexa?
Oh, hi.
Hey, we can still do drugs and stuff right by candles. This would be great.
These are birthday candles, man. They're not going to help with drugs. They're going to get wax all over.
Yeah, I understand. So you light like 14 of them.
Guys, I got this ham radio. There seems to be some emergency broadcast playing.
What, man?
This is a message from the President of the United States.
Oh, it's the President.
Clip-clop. The real President.
What?
Me with an option two. There's another option. There was option one, but we went with option two. There's everyone who's dead.
What is it saying?
The chunky peanut butter wins. Be nice to each other.
What?
That's nice.
Pay taxes, maintain roads.
Pay taxes? Pay taxes? It wants us to pay taxes? What the fuck? What the fuck?
That's a lot like my elevator pitch.
Elevator?
Yeah.
What the hell is an elevator pitch?
Can we hear the fucking elevator pitch already?
Thank you.
I've got a second. What's the elevator pitch?
Mr. Shapiro, here's what I was thinking. The world's coming to an end.
Right? I see that all around me.
And who we think is in charge is not actually in charge.
Who's in charge then?
Well, that's what we don't really know.
What if it's an alien?
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Right?
Like an alien.
I'm just spitballing.
Well, the voice in the radio sounded very alien-like.
Which reminded me of my elevator pitch.
Okay. Mr. Shapiro!
Yes.
Kevin Spacey said yes to Bigfoot film.
That's great news. That is great news. I don't have time. It's a great story, but I gotta go hug Kevin Spacey.
Bad idea.
Hey, the TV's coming back on. So are the radios. And all the lights. We did it.
The world didn't end.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
Holy shit.
Live in the illusion.
Live in the illusion.
No
Now, how exactly are we going to make them think that the whole world's going to shut down just because it's the end of the decade?
It's very easy. You just kind of put it out there.
You just float it?
You just float it.
That's how stupid these people are?
That's very, very stupid.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Take me through the two options.
The first one is something about, like, unplugging stuff. Then the second one is a very barbaric fight for power.
I like the option, too.
I like two.
Me, too. I'll push for two. I'll push for
ding
two.
Ding-dong, 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 ding-dong. Hello.
Yeah, ding-dong, what do you got?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to bring you guys all these surf balls.
Surf balls.
Surf balls.
Surf balls.
What am I doing here?
I've got a couple of questions for you.
Leave me alone. Stop touching me. You're licking me.
Are you comfortable?
No, this one's licking my butt.
It's not licking. That's not his tongue.
That's a greeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a couple questions for you.
We learned about Earth behavior by watching your films.
Yeah.
Corianus.
Deep cuts. Deep cuts.
Yeah, what? I was in bed with my wife, and next thing I knew...
Can you explain the movie Ricochet to me?
I've never seen it.
Oh,
give me another movie. This is a fun game. I'll tell you if I've honestly seen it or
not. Why were they saved by the bell? Yeah, why were they saved by the bell?
It's her.
What were they saved from?
It's her.
Themselves.
Okay.
Can I go back home?
I got my book, just take it easy. When you go to sleep at night, what do you dream about? Not a regular basis.
I guess flying?
Flying.
Yeah.
We can make you fly.
You can?
Absolutely.
This thing's tongue is still in my butt.
I just say that out. Why did you say ding dong? I'm saying hello. I'm saying hello.
Ow. Okay, so we good?
Is Charles still in charge?
I don't know.
Well,
you're all glowing beautiful beings, by the way.
Was it ever solved who the boss was? Who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Mona.
Bill Clinton. President Bill Clinton is the boss. Take your tongue out of my butt.
Hello.
Baby, wake up.
What? I was having the most horrible dream.
Baby, stop.
I hate it when you wake me up. You gotta let me sleep.
You've got to go. We called last call already.
We gotta go. It's last call.
I was sleeping. I never get to sleep.
Lots of people fall asleep in here because it is very cold.
Baby, come on.
Okay, I'm awake.
Can you maybe take the hairdryer away, please?
Okay.
We gotta get, okay, babe. All right, okay. You ready to go?
I'm cold again.
Okay, let's go home. Let's go home.
Let's go home.
Okay, let's go home. To our home.
Our home?
Okay. Hey, do y'all need an Uber? Don't even need to press the app. It's just a feeling now.
Oh, yeah. I had a feeling that we needed to go home. Yeah. Do I need to tell you our address?
I got it.
What?
I know it.
I've got another letter here from a listener. This one is from Justin McCate. M-E-C-A-T-E. McCate? Sure.
You tell me.
McCate. Hey, chemist. And then in parentheses, my idea for what to name the team, but feel free to change it.
Hey, respect.
Hey, chemist.
Respect.
Yeah, right? Pound that chest. Just wanted to say that I love your show. I recently binge-listened to it at work the other day. The shift really flew by. I'm a full-time student with a full-time minimum wage job. I always wanted to attend a live show, but it's so hard to find the time. So thanks for making this podcast and giving me a comfortable break from the grind. Please keep up the great work. I have a few suggestions below for some scenes to run through your newest fan, Justin McCate. Here's one of his suggestions. An amateur SWAT team on their first mission with a director coaching them from a van outside. Okay, so since this suggestion made the odd choice of using the word director, I would like to do the real version of the SWAT team and then the TV production version wherein said director just isn't getting what he or she was hoping for in the scene. So first we go to an actual site where the SWAT team is hard at work with a director calling shots from a van out front. Okay, let me check your gear, pal.
All right, here you go.
Strap it up and turn around.
Yep.
Get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Front.
Yep.
Good. Pete,
Heyo.
Lock and load, buddy.
All right.
Feeling good?
Yeah. Locking and loading.
Candy?
Yeah.
Feel good?
No.
You seem very relaxed.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to hit this. As soon as we get the word from the director, we're good to go.
All right. We're ready for this. And I'm sorry, what's your name? Candy?
Yeah.
Now, can we get somebody else for Candy?
What's the problem?
He just doesn't have the energy we're looking for. We're looking for pep. We're looking for smiles.
I'm a killer.
Candy's the best demo team member we got.
It's not what we're looking for on the big screen.
He was a long-range shooter. In
Vietnam just shooting.
I flew to Vietnam last summer.
Okay, well, how about this? Can you give me a smile?
Jeez, no.
I'm going to need to trade him out.
Bye. Smile?
A smile.
On the SWAT team?
Yes.
What are we smiling about?
Well, we don't want everybody to think that these people are forced to do this work. This is their own free will. They're protecting the people.
Can we hear from Glenda, please?
Thank you. I'm Glenda. I'm the sensitivity supervisor. I'm also working closely with the script. Boys, you guys will be reporting to me and the director here, okay? Let's keep it sensitive.
Cool. Good.
Keep it warm.
Am I on?
We're saving golden retrievers.
Glenda? Can we be in agreement that this Candy needs to have a higher energy, be smiley?
I don't like his face.
I don't like his face, but I think you could fix it with a smile.
I'll try.
God, never mind.
Keep it like that, Candy. That keep it down.
I'm pretty upbeat.
Do you guys ever wear ski masks?
Yeah.
Maybe we could put one of those on Candy.
Yeah.
Mask him.
Yeah.
See, this fits.
Oh, man. It's too tight.
Yeah.
No, that looks great,
It's really tight. My nose is squished.
It works on camera.
It doesn't read. I'm here in Video Village, and it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
1 minute out from location.
Roger that.
1 minute out.
Roger that.
And again, we're going to free up some golden retrievers?
Well, they're being held hostage by some asshole PETA people, all right? And they're trying to save these golden retrivers from being euthanized.
Asshole PETA people. That's a little redundant, right?
Yeah, no kidding. So these golden retrievers are...
You said it, Chief.
I'm just saying.
Just because they're purebred doesn't mean they're bad. You see? There's a big thing going on in the dog community. Adopt, don't shop. True. But shopping is still... Those animals are still alive.
Yeah, they are, right? They need homes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I have completely misread this script. I thought that we were trying to take out the PETA people that are trying to
stop... Here we are. Let's go.
On your set.
Everybody down. Everybody down. Shoot those dogs.
No. Oh, my God.
Fuck, I'm out. I'm going to use my Bowie knife.
Fall back.
I got all the dogs in here.
Dead.
All right. Thank you for playing back the scene. We had a couple questions. We tested this with an audience in Burbank. And on just about every card, we have to see dogs get shot. I'm just going to put it out there. Is there any way to cut around the dogs being shot?
Well, it's reality television.
Right. I understand. But again, people in Burbank were a little offended.
There's a lot of things in reality that I'm offended by, but I can't change it. I'm not some sort of superhero.
I understand, but you sort of set up the whole thing for the SWAT team to go in and rescue the dogs, and this one guy just opened fire with the ski mask on all the dogs.
He was a good shot.
Well, fine. And I'm wondering if in post we can maybe put a little smile on his face.
I mean, I wish that we would have done this in the first place. Can I just ask, is this confidential here?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I think it might have been my fault getting those golden retrievers shot. I think I misread the script. Shit. I didn't even see you, Daryl, in the room.
Daryl, relax.
Okay.
Daryl, relax.
Daryl.
Resident dog lover here.
Well, you, in all fairness, you were the guy on set that was supposed to make sure that animals weren't harmed.
Well?
Well?
Daryl?
I was told they were going to be rescued.
I want to say I was very close to the action. I was on the front lines, as it were. I was under the impression the dogs were going to be rescued. The massacre surprised me as much as it surprised anyone, and as a sensitivity specialist on set, I'm very shaken.
Galinda, yes?
The mission was, in fact, to save the dogs, right?
I mean, yeah, yes, but well, of course I misread it. Was.
Can we
I
talk to the guy that did the shooting with the ski mask?
I don't know if it's a good idea to bring Candy in here, well, but I do have him outside the door right
please
now.
Please bring Candy in. I just want to have a little
Well, let me just prep you guys. This guy is edgy.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell
from the
typical.
Shooting of the dogs.
I also want to say that the rest of the group joined in pretty fast. They followed Candy's lead. So it might have been Candy's fault, but
team.
Everyone was an animal.
It's sort of a team leader situation, though.
All right, let me get the door.
Point yeah, guy shooting.
You want me to bring Candy in?
I love you, Mom. No, I love you.
Sir, Mr. Candy. Mr. Candy, they're ready to see you now.
I gotta go, Ma. Okay.
All right, would you follow me?
You're pretty.
Follow me.
I like you.
You got a sullen face. Why are you so sad all the time?
Sad.
Oh, okay. That's your answer? I get that. Yeah, I carry a lot of demons, too.
Date?
He's going to be in here any minute. It's a really long hallway from the lobby into this room.
I can't look at him. I'm hiding under the table.
That hallway is the only thing protecting us from his gaze.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Mr. Candy, welcome. Can we get you anything? Some water, coffee?
Coffee.
Maybe a coffee. Okay. How do you like that?
Black.
Black. Okay. Have a seat.
We're out of coffee.
The coffee's on its way. Candy, Mr. Candy, we noticed as point person, you were first one in. And while we have an audience in Burbank that felt a little taken aback, Burbank, California, by the shooting of the dogs. So we'd love to either explain to them why, which none of us seem to know, or edit that part out.
Okay.
You see dogs, you start shooting, what's going on?
The director, this man right here.
Don't
who
point
is in
it.
Charge of everything.
Don't point at me.
Well, we know which one's the director.
Yeah.
Give me my orders, and that was to...
He said shoot the dog.
He said take out the enemy.
I thought that was the Peter.
Why are the dogs the enemy?
Daryl.
Relax.
Resident dog lover Daryl. Here. I'm sorry.
Daryl.
Relax. Just relax.
Your Pomeranians are okay, I'm guessing. Then. What do you call them?
They're traumatized. I told them about it.
Sure. That was it. You didn't get to play no footage for them?
What's your name?
Daryl.
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 It's on my shirt.
I'm Candy.
I know.
I'm going to explain something to you.
What?
And this is going to hurt your feelings. Dogs don't have souls.
Candy.
God, he's right.
Daryl, sit down.
Right. Oh, God.
Daryl, sit down.
Now, Candy, I know that
Ow!
I... Sorry. You're I'm sorry.
Right on her. Can we get back to shoot the enemy, kill the enemy the concept? Because, again, in the report,
sir,
it said
sir,
that
sorry,
the PETA...
No, we don't have any coffee.
Hey, Jason. Hey, it's me, Carl, over at Sears.com.
Yeah?
You have a lot of unpaid bills, bud.
Oh, yeah.
You told us you had a job and you were going to pay us.
Oh, this isn't Jason. This is...
You answered the phone. You said, hello, this is Jason.
By mistake, I did not.
Hey, listen. What's the deal, man? What's going on? You had a gig and then you lost the gig?
Yes.
Talk to me.
Okay.
I'm your friend.
What's your birthday?
August.
Mine too.
Okay. So you owe a little money. We all got bills.
I'm not Jason.
Okay, what is this character? Jason.
I'm not Jason.
Jason, who's on the phone?
Shut up.
Jason, who's on the phone? Is it for me?
No, shut up.
Jason.
What?
Have a little self-respect, bud.
I'm not.
It's you.
I'm not Jason.
It's you.
No, let me give the phone off to somebody else. Hello?
Jason. You have a lot of bills to pay, okay?
Jason does.
Jason has a lot of bills to pay. All I'm saying is I'm making a call here to say I can make that easier for you.
How?
I can chop the what you owe in half.
Oh, do that.
Done. Am I talking to Jason now? Jason? Only Jason can approve this credit slashing.
Yeah, I approve that.
Well, who am I talking to?
You're talking to Jason.
Hey, bud.
Gary, can you hold on a second? Just ask the person.
Give me one sec, Jason. Yeah.
Gary,
hello.
I need you to say his name at least 30% more during the conversation.
Okay. Hello.
And also see if you can get the birthday down to, from a month to an actual day. Okay. Right now we just got August.
Okay, so we
get back in.
Okay. Hello?
Jason.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It's me, bud.
Hey.
It's not Jason.
Okay. Listen. Hey, I want to help you, man. You're my friend. I'm your friend. Dude, we're friends.
I'm the Silver Knight.
Okay.
I'm a Silver Knight made of silver.
Your character work is like not terrific. You know what I mean, man? I always know it's you.
I am the Silver Knight.
Oh, man. See, now you're doubting yourself. Here's what I want to do for you, bud. I want to get your payments cut in half. Don't you want that?
Oh, God. It's so bad.
You owe so much money. Let's get rid of half of that.
Okay. Okay.
So just tell me your name again. I know it.
It's Jason.
Yeah, it's Jason. You and I were both born in August. Yeah. All right. You say the date. I'll say the date I was born. 1, 2, 3.
35th.
24. There's no 35th. No August. 35th. Does that work? Does that work?
It's great.
Okay. Great. All right. Cool.
Okay.
And then just one quick thing. I'll say my social security number and you say yours.
Okay.
Okay. And go.
You go first.
Okay. I can only really say my real one for some reason.
I don't mind.
Okay.
Jason had to leave. I don't mind to hear it.
Well, then you can. You know what? I'm done playing. You can tell Jason I've actually doubled what he owes.
Why?
Because friends who turn their backs on each other.
Hey, I'm your friend. I'm Jason.
All right, Squat Squad. When we get the signal, we're going to go in and get this Jason character.
Heyo.
We can't have any deaths this time. We're going to have to break up our team.
We got 1 minute to destination.
As soon as we get a thumbs up, we got to kick in that door. And we got to take Jason.
How do we know which one's Jason?
Jason's got a phone around. There's a landline phone.
Right.
He's that guy right there, that red phone.
Did you call us the Squat Squad? I could have sworn he said Squat Squad.
He did.
If I said it was an accident, we're the SWAT Squad.
Wait, hold on a sec. Are we squatting or swatting? Because I squat. I kill.
SWAT Squad. All
right, dude. So just hang on the phone. Hang on the line with me. Count to 10. And I'm going to cut your credit owing in half. And 10.
Nine, eight.
This is fun.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Everybody in!
Boom!
And that brings this episode to a conclusion with dead bodies every which way. Let's say thank you to our chemist, as suggested by your mail. Write to us, of course, your name here at alchemythis.com. James Heaney.
Thank you for having me here today. I was terrible at chemistry in school, but I hope I'm doing better.
Thanks for joining us. Vanessa Ragland.
Yes, sir.
What do you got for us?
Oh, I love.
Go to the calendar on the Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, go to DynastyTypewriter.com. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up.
Amazing.
We really do.
Truly.
It's so exciting.
The Bill Burr Show went amazing.
It was great. Yeah, we got announcements for cool stuff next year.
Oh, we're talking.
The calendar stocked.
Yes. Joe Grisif.
Happy New Year.
Terrific.
Follow me on Instagram at Jebby Grieber. I got shows on there. Stuff happening.
Craig Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter, spelled like it sounds.
Do you have stuff happening like Joey?
Not at that level.
Yeah.
But season 6 of Drunk History premieres in Comedy Central mid-January 2019.
Just saw an ad for it last night. Very excited for you guys. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, at Chris Alvarado on Instagram. And check out season 2 of Mrs. Maisel. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, buddy boy. God bless you and your family. Doug Boehm in the studio. Doug Boehm. Engineer of the Stars. Sophie Lichterman, our producer. And all the fine folks at iHeartRadio and the auspices here at the studio. Until next time, again, write to us your name here at alchemythis.com.